Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back to me as a Sirianni guy, maybe. We'll find out. Welcome back to the show, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls today, one more lopsided than the other. Does this game mean more to you because it's the Chiefs? 62% yes on that one. I'm not surprised. I think for most people, there's an extra element to this game, whether it's Reed, the revenge for 2 years ago, but it means more. And then this one, should Joe Giglio be allowed to be a Sirianni guy? 73% no, 27% yes. I appreciate every single one of you in the 27%. Open-minded. Yeah, I like that.
Twitter's pretty often a stay on that side type of place.
Yeah, but that's not real life.
It's not. No, well, Twitter's not real life.
That's true.
So I'm not really going to weigh too heavily the results of this poll, but the one response is killing me.
What's that?
Because it just starts with, screw you, pal.
That's a good response.
That's ridiculous.
That seems like a high-ranking cabinet member of the Sirianni's group. You know what I mean? Like, he loves Sirianni, and he's probably been really mad when I've said fire.
It's personal for that guy.
Yeah, and that's
screw
fine.
Screw you, pal.
Screw you, pal. I mean, I can't retort. I mean, I'll accept it. I'll take it because I'm on the road to becoming a Sirianni guy again. I'll see you on the other side, pal. All right,
it's the pal, man. Yeah, the
pal's good. A pal is an underrated like jab,
especially when it's like, yeah, you follow it. It's following.
All right, pal.
Screw you.
Yeah. Let's go to Eric in the Northeast. What's up, Eric?
What
are you doing? Work? Lunch?
Eric.
Planning his trip down to New Orleans, you think?
Yeah.
All right, put Eric back on hold. Robert in Germantown is trying to warn me. Step away. What's up, Robert?
Hey, guys. Wonderful to get through to you. You've been busy, busy, busy guy.
We have. Robert, good to hear from you, buddy. What are you thinking?
New Orleans. I love the town. I would have suggested alligators, too, but I agree with you. It's pretty hairy going out there in a boat when the alligator's like a foot away from the top of the boat, and the guy's feeding him marshmallows of all things.
They eat marshmallows?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out what. I know they have eaten people before, so I ain't trying to be one of them that they've eaten.
There's always some idiot in East Texas that goes diving in the sewer line or whatever that they have, and they get consumed.
Yeah, we can't have that. We can't. We don't have many rules in this trip, but come back not getting eaten by an alligator seems to be a pretty solid rule number one. I didn't know about the marshmallow thing, Robert. That's interesting. Yeah. So you don't want to bring a bag of marshmallows on the boat, Hugh?
No,
okay.
Gonna do that, though.
All right.
Well, my two recommendations for New Orleans, seriously, Preservation Hall, which is the real deal for jazz, if that's your thing. Bourbon Street's a bunch of frat boys. You want that, you go down to 2nd Street in Philadelphia, a bunch of guys drinking too many adult beverages. You know, it's boring. The food, Doki Chase, legendary Creole cook. Everybody's gone there. Obama, all kinds of gourmet.
I think I've heard of that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Lee Chase, her name. Down home cooking. It's over in the Treme district. If you saw the TV show. That's really good eating, guys.
All right, I wrote them down. These are good ideas.
And Café Du Monde.
I actually saw that. So I was looking up the best beignets because I'm getting a beignet. Like, there's
about
no way I'm not. And that was the first one that came out. That's a good one. All right, Robert, you want to warn me to kind of take a deep breath on the Sirianni thing?
Yeah, you know, I've been watching football a long time, and the great coaches in the Super Bowls, and they haven't always been Hall of Fame coaches, but they're usually innovative guys, like Tom Landry to flex defense. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
And who is that coach for Kansas City? Hank Strom. He had innovative stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sirianni. Yeah. Sirianni is a good cheerleader. I've said that over and over again. Who caused us the last Super Bowl against Kansas City?
Well, Gannon, but Sirianni was a big part of not getting over the hump.
Well, no, but who you know, play your tape. Get Kyle to play an old tape. You got Sirianni saying, oh, Gannon's the greatest genius ever, and I hired him, blah, blah, blah. Well, there you go. He didn't hire Fangio. He didn't hire Kellen Moore. I'm sure that came about with the other guys.
Yeah, well, they were the front office hires. Yeah, I mean,
and they did a good job.
Yeah, they did. Right, I don't disagree with that.
Well, so
Robert, good phone call.
That's not entirely fair, though. Like, I think we know that Sirianni's philosophy, at least in terms of what he wants as a defensive coordinator, is from that tree.
Yeah, well, because his first hire was Gannon.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, it. You know.
And to be fair,
so they went and got the architect.
Yes, Fangio was here.
Right.
As an advisor, whatever you call it, what he was, 2 years ago to help
he was
the
a
team.
Consultant.
Consultant, that's the word.
For our offense, though.
Yes, which is kind of weird, but whatever. The bottom line is there was a relationship here to begin with. I get it. So that was the first person that warned me to stay away. This is a dangerous path I'm going down here, Hugh. That was the first person to say, he didn't even weigh in if I should do it or I'm allowed. He just said, don't do it.
Man, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride, man. Come on in, man. Come on home.
I'm trying.
I got to say.
We'll see what happens.
With that kind of talk, calling him a cheerleader, Robert is never allowed on the
show. Oh, I don't think he wants to. Yeah, I mean, it seems he's been pretty hard on Sirianni, even as the winds pile up. Eric in the Northeast. What's up, Eric?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. First time, long time. I'm calling in about a revenge game for Sirianni and Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I just to say, I don't think you could be a Sirianni guy now after saying he couldn't be a better coach than Tomlin. I think he's far and above Tomlin.
I mean, Tomlin does have 18 years of winning football.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Two Super Bowl trips.
Wait a minute, what did he say? You say he's a better coach than Tomlin?
That's what he said, yeah.
He said that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yes.
And what...
Agreed.
What factual things do you have to support that argument?
I mean, look at Sirianni's 4 years as a new head coach to Tomlin's 18. Tomlin inherited Bill Cowher team that won him a Super Bowl, and Roethlisberger that led him to other Super Bowls.
Facts.
He's always had a great defense.
So I can just make that argument that Nick Sirianni inherited a team that who was it? Doug Peterson had and took them to the Super Bowl.
Well, we were 4-11-1.
No, but he took them to
with the worst quarterback in football.
Was Jason Kelce here?
Yes.
And didn't they go back to the Super Bowl? Wasn't Jason Kelce on the team?
Mm-hmm.
And all the other cats. What are you saying?
They were 4-11-1 when he took over.
To be fair, now the Steelers weren't that bad when Tomlin got there, but the Steelers did not have a winning record in Bill Cowher's last year. So Bill Cowher, great coach, won the Super Bowl. His last year, they fell a little bit, and then Tomlin brought them right back and won the Super Bowl 2 years later. I mean, obviously he's good. I mean, Mike Tomlin's
man. We got to stop doing this.
Mike Tomlin's going to the Hall of Fame.
We got to stop doing this. Not just with Mike Tomlin, with all these coaches. We got to stop doing that, man, because you try to diminish what they've accomplished by taking something away that they did that somebody else didn't do. So I guess it's easy for me to say that Tony Dungy's not a good coach because he didn't take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the Super Bowl, but John Gruden did. Is that fair to say?
No, Gruden was better.
He repeated it with the Colts.
Okay. All right.
I know he had Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison.
I'm going to digress. I'll digress.
Maybe
but this is ridiculous. This is a ridiculous argument.
I don't agree.
I know you don't agree, Kyle. I wouldn't expect anything less from you. But it is ridiculous.
Two Super Bowls in 4 years.
Okay.
Well, hold, Eric, before you go on, and I'm going to make your point. Mike Tomlin's first 4 years, he made two Super Bowls and won one. Like, we are on the cusp of it being exactly the same. Now, that's if Sirianni wins. If Sirianni doesn't win, he's below the first 4 years of Tomlin.
And I ask you, what has he done since then?
He has not had a losing. He has not had a losing season since he's been in NFL.
Now,
okay, all right.
But has he had a winning season?
I'm gonna go ahead and stop.
Well, I mean, like it is. We go through this with the Sixers.
Did you say they have a winning season?
No, he does have a winning season. He's never had a losing season. I understand that. But at what point does that become like, okay, dude, can we do a little bit more? The Sixers have winning seasons all the time. Everyone hates them around here.
I do too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's at a certain point, like the expectations raise, don't they?
Yeah, yes.
Tomlin feels like, to me, Tomlin feels like a dinosaur. Like his methods are old now. The cowardly punts, the being conservative.
I think that's a big reason why they don't go further than where they are.
Win in this league without a quarterback.
Well, I agree. So I actually think that Tomlin's last thing on this, because then we'll move on. I actually think Tomlin's excellence is his biggest detriment. What I mean by that is he's too good of a coach to bottom out.
Yes,
he takes mediocre teams or a good average
and
teams,
and he has winning records, right, and limps into the playoffs.
And you can't get a high
and
pick.
You can't, yeah,
like if they
he's hamstringing that
like
team.
Think about this past draft. If they had a horrible season 2 years ago instead of barely making the playoffs, but who's their quarterback 2 years ago? Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. If he had gone 4-12 that year, 4-13, maybe they have Jaden Daniels, and now he's great again. Like I think we penalize him for winning football games, which in a weird way is weird. Anyway, go ahead, Eric. So I'm not allowed. I get it. But what about the revenge factor?
So I think the revenge factor for Sirianni specifically is, you know, saying he's not a CEO head coach. I look at him more as a general head coach, like a leader of men. He holds them accountable. He's changed, especially with what happened last year. The turnaround that they made, yes, they brought in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, but the constant is Nick Sirianni year in, year out, and they are 4-4 in the playoffs since Jalen Hurts has been a starter, and 4-4 with him as a head coach, as getting into the playoffs, making the Super Bowl twice, two NFC championships.
It's darn good, yeah. I mean, you're right. He and Jalen are obviously, and Howie, they're the constants. Everything else has changed. I mean, just look at the defense. This year compared to the Super Bowl year, it's like, you know, I don't know, 75% different.
Oh, 100% agree. And I just think the Tomlin comp is a bad comp. I think there's other coaches we could use. I can't think of any offhand, but I think in this era of the NFL, I think Tomlin's a bad comp for Sirianni.
So they're different, but they are connected. And Eric, do you have a play?
I can't think of nobody else. That's rich.
They're different, but the comp is that they're CEO types, right? That's because they win.
Harbaugh, let me help you out. Harbaugh.
Yeah,
Harbaugh's a comparative.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell,
yes. Who obviously hasn't gotten there yet, but they came in the same time, so they're going to be linked for a while in their careers. Yeah, I mean,
it just burns my biscuits when people say, like, hey, well, you know, he didn't do this or either. I mean, I understand that we all feel the way that we feel about certain coaches and certain individuals, but man, you cannot diminish what they've done in the NFL. To be in the NFL as long as he's been in the NFL and not have one losing season with all the different quarterbacks that he's played with, that's impressive.
I get it. And I know since I'm comparing him to Sirianni and I'm arguing for the Sirianni side, it sounds like I'm diminishing what Mike Tomlin's done. Like, I obviously think he's one of the top coaches.
I know you're crazy, Kyle. It's cool because we work together.
No, you're kind of crazy. I mean, in fairness, Hugh, I did use him as the benchmark to ask Joe the question. Like, that was to me a test to see how good he thinks Sirianni is, because I do respect Mike Tomlin.
Funny. No, I get it. But, I know you do. But
at the end of the day, we could have conversations about, like, how his teams finish seasons. They don't finish seasons very well. I mean, the winning record thing is very impressive. But, like, man, Tomlin's not. I think he's a little bit overrated. I'm sorry. I just do.
And I respect that.
You're not the only one. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, I saw stuff. The Pittsburgh radio hosts, they were talking about moving on. I mean,
they're tired of it.
Well, I also think, and this is, we're, at some point soon, we're going to have a Sirianni extension. I mean, he's in the Super Bowl. I'm sure they're going to extend his contract.
Oh, he's about to get paid.
Right. So, but you know, There is a shelf life. I'm not talking about Sirianni now. Just in general, I wonder if Tomlin's reached it where the message gets old. He's been there 18 years.
Now that's a fair thing to say. Yeah, because it feels like it's time to move on. But
yeah,
the Pittsburgh Steelers said they're not doing that.
Well, no, they're not. And I think the Bears called to try to trade for him, and they said no. Theo Epstein said when he was at Chicago, he thinks 10 years is after that. The voice, the message gets old. You got to move on, and even for the person, like maybe that's the whole Andy thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's what happened. You know what's funny? It's ironic that you said it exactly that way. And I think I've told you this story before. When me and Jaws, we were at ESPN, and I was mad that they were talking about moving on from Andy. And Jaws said, "Hey man, you know sometimes the message gets stale, and it's time for a new start." He said, "This will probably be good for both of them."
Yeah, I went to college with a lot of. I went to college near Pittsburgh, so I. Pretty close with a lot of people that are huge Steelers fans. And I just from talking to them, like they're over the Tomlin thing because it gets to a point of fatigue. It does. Like it's I compare it to how we feel about the Sixers a lot. It's like, You know, Doc Rivers won a title a long time ago with the Boston Celtics. And Doc Rivers came here and had nothing but winning seasons, you know, 50 wins all the time. And they even got high seeds and stuff like that. But at a certain point, like, when does the bar get raised for your expectations?
The bar is always, I get what you're saying when it comes to that. But it just feels to me like a lot of times, and like you said, you're not doing that. But when you try to diminish somebody else's success by uplifting somebody else, I don't think that's fair. Because just like we talk about John Gruden, like the example I gave, Tony Dungy is a good coach. But unfortunately for him, that Tampa Bay Buccaneers team underachieved.
Yeah.
John Gruden came in and got him over the hump.
Well, that should and while I also agree that Dungy's a great coach, that should fall on Dungy's shoulders, the underachieving thing. I mean, that to me speaks to your ability as a head coach.
You feel responsible? You helped get Dungy fired.
is that what it was?
I mean, they win.
Yeah, the next year and beat us. Yeah. Damn it, man. Hate that.
The last thing on this, it is amazing how a certain few change the legacy of everyone. Like, part of Tomlin not winning more is Brady and Mahomes have been in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and it's now for the Eagles, right? Like, Sirianni's legacy, Jalen's legacy, next Sunday is this game. If they lose, Mahomes and Reed are ruining what they're building. And if they win, then they're in the club. Right?
It is also a little bit like, I do have to look back and find it a little bit silly when you talk about the difference between how we talk about a coach that lost the Super Bowl versus one that won it, especially when, you know, something like the Bradbury hold, like, could have changed the entire course together. Like, the Eagles could, Nick Sirianni could be a Super Bowl champion if maybe Hurts doesn't drop the ball, or, you know, like, little things like that. Like, we really let one thing or two things like that just completely change the conversation about how we view a guy.
I think that's why getting back over and over is really the mark of greatness, right? That's it. Because you go back to even the Patriots Super Bowls. How many of those came down to one play, right?
Yeah, it wasn't like they were blowing. Like, and that's the thing. They didn't blow teams out. They were squeaking by, but they won.
Overtime against the Falcons.
Yes.
Obviously, the play, who's his name? Who had the interception on Russell Wilson? Malcolm Butler, is that his name?
Yeah, you're talking about when they threw it in his zone.
Yeah, in the end zone, instead of handing it to Marshall. But like, all their wins seem to come down to just the last few plays. But their greatness, Hugh, was they kept getting back. That's why they're great. Not just they won by, you know, a close play. They got back seven times.
And you know what? I just want to say this, too, because I'm not mad at the caller for having his opinion. I just feel like it's coming from, like, for me personally, I know how hard it is to accomplish what Coach Tomlin has accomplished. And I also know how hard it is to get back to the championship game and do it. So that's why I get a little, not mad at you, but it's when I hear people make that argument, get a little perturbed because, man, this is as much success as the Patriots had over the years and anybody else who's won a Super Bowl. It's hard to do that. It's extremely hard.
Well, that's why no one's ever done what the Chiefs are trying to do. It's hard. Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on, Joe Giglio?
Big V, what's up?
All right. First, Hugh, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, Kyle, keep putting the screws to him, brother.
What?
He wants you to keep putting the screws to us. Don't make Kyle, it easy, that kind of thing.
Kyle had a Hugh moment. Mm-hmm. He wasn't paying attention.
Huh?
Look, we're not talking about blue chews, okay, Kyle? Relax.
No blue chews during this show.
Kyle had a meme
moment.
Trying,
we're locking everyone. Big V, what do you got?
Okay. Revenge.
Payback. Revenge would be blowing him out by lots and lots of, you know, high double digits, which I think they can do. Keeping with the same game plan, early pressure, keep the quarterback off the field, let defense rest up, get the interceptions, let Jalen run down the clock, let Saquon do what he do, and, you know, let AJ and Skinny Batman be part of the hero portion. I think our kicker is still suspect, so don't put him in a position to fail. You know, don't put him, you know, 53 feet from, you know, and want him to make a field goal. But in terms of Nick's strategy, you know, earlier, you know, when he was playing those games and taking the risk, he was playing not to lose. Now he respects the talent of his team, and he changed that up, so he's playing to win.
So yeah, well, he's recognized what kind of team he has, for sure, Big V.
Correct. So let's keep that going, because, you know, you dance with the person who drove you to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got us to the big game, so let's keep that up. Of course, there are going to be some adjustments. One, they're going to have to put some extra pressure on Kelce. Two, they've got to do the same defense in terms of containment like they did with Daniels. And
so, Big V, what do you think? Can I become a Sirianni guy?
I'm happy that you want to
Big V, long talking a little bit.
I'm happy that you want to, you know, renew your membership to the Nick Sirianni fan club.
Yeah.
However, I got to say that personally, I like to say no on this reason. When you spewed all that hate on Sirianni, I believe it sparked something in him and Jalen and the rest of the team.
So I deserve credit for this. So I deserve credit.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah, because nobody makes you bring on your A game than when you're going toe to toe with your hate.
Well, then I'll expect a ring when this thing is over.
Still ain't got there.
I think you may have had a gummy or two too many, but okay.
Now you're getting blamed for taking gummy.
I don't know. I'm Big V. We appreciate it. See, I think we have a misconception. That was not hate. It was accountability. I was trying to hold the guy accountable for leaving 9 points.
That's
for the
how
board, yelling
it.
The fans.
That's how I see it. That's what we do here.
It's accountability. No hate. We're keeping people accountable for what goes on. All right, Kyle, you got another question for me? And then
took a long time to get there.
I know. I mean, damn. We got Big V going through his five keys to the game.
Yeah, Big V does not respect the show.
The game's not this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We gotta get there. All right, go ahead.
All right. This way, man, I was starting to feel a little proud of myself for these questions. Because
they invoke.
I think I'm getting you.
Yeah, some
hat
responses.
On the back, Quinn, over there.
And these, yeah. And these matter. Okay. Joe, do you find Nick Sirianni's demeanor on the sidelines to be acceptable?
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you hit me with the acceptable.
Ooh. 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 He might not make it with this one. You got workshop before you ask a partner. Workshop
and
before
I thought about
you
this
answer.
Question a lot, and I settled on the word acceptable because I think that's the perfect one.
I have since mid-October.
That's a good answer.
This is a yes
that's
or no question.
Answer. Oh, damn, so you might be screwed with
I
that.
I ask you today, do you find Nick Sirianni's sideline demeanor acceptable? Everything included.
And you remember, you just said you want him to stop crying. You did just say
I
that.
I want
today.
Him to lock in, Hugh.
You just said you want the man to stop crying during the national anthem. He probably was feeling the anthem. His hand was over his heart, too.
In the past, I haven't. Right now, I do.
You've come around to it, you'd say.
Well, I've come around to the way he's been acting. Yeah, because I think he's changed, and I'm with him now. We're all acting like grown-ups a little bit more.
Okay.
Oh, he did yell at Jalen Carter a month ago. Oh, forgot about that.
Suck it up. Ooh. Suck it up. Sometimes you got to make a sacrifice, yeah, dog.
Let's take it this entire season, the good and the bad. Because you're going to, let's be honest, in the future, we're going to get all of these things. We'll probably have moments where he's more buttoned up, and we'll probably have moments where he's not. Do you find that acceptable?
So I got it. I have the whole season?
Yeah. You have to take both the good and the bad.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Called it a fan in the crowd at the league.
I saw it.
He had Clint Hurt get between him and Jalen Carter.
I watched it on TV.
No, I have to be honest. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I tried to like massage my way through the answer, but you said the whole season.
I did have to pin you down.
I know, and that's a good job by you. And I again am being totally honest. No,
okay.
Yelling at the fans is ridiculous.
All right, look, I will say that this next one. This next one could decide it.
Okay.
The last one.
Yeah,
I mean, we're actually in a position where it will decide it.
Hey, I don't hear anymore, Chief fans. See ya!
I don't give a shit. I haven't had a glass of milk in probably 20 years.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
I'm a high school football coach at heart.
Mike, are you ill?
I mean, how do I go against that guy? I mean, that's it. That's all right there. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We need to pick a winner here. Tri-Day, best answer we get for what Hugh and I should do down in New Orleans. $150 gift card to Wild Fork Foods. If you just hopped in recently, the powers that be have put the kibosh on the bus trip.
Kibosh.
Yeah, we're taking a plane down to New Orleans, so... Yeah, we're sad too. We wanted to do this as with the show and everyone, but we're going to be there. So
this is a joke, totally. Quite frankly.
That's why Rod's on the hot seat. I mean, we put him on the hot seat today. But we're going to be there Monday to Thursday doing our show. Wednesday night, we're going to find a place. We'll have a meetup. If you're going down, send us a message. We'll tell you about it on the air. We'll pick a place in New Orleans Wednesday night, and we'll go hang out a little bit if you're going to be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl week. 215-592-9494. All right, back to the phones on the revenge thing, why this game means more to you. And, of course, this is my last-ditch effort to become a Sirianni guy. Am I allowed? I don't know.
Everyone's... That's pretty dope.
Yeah, we're going to find out. He's got one more question for me, but it needs your way in here. Let's go to Larry in Philadelphia. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Larry.
What's going on, man?
Joe. I've been pondering my head about this, and I think that you should be allowed to, you know, be a Nick Sirianni guy just for the Super Bowl. But then, you know, because we all happy because the Eagles made it. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, just for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But then you gotta go back.
Hold on. But if we win and I'm really happy with Sirianni and he's a championship coach and he makes great calls, I want to stay a Sirianni guy then.
Okay, all right. But then you have to shave an eyebrow.
Shave an eyebrow.
One eyebrow.
I don't know about that.
What can I shave eyebrow for? That's crazy.
I think then, if that's the case, I'll rent. I won't buy land on Sirianni Island. I'll just rent it for the Super Bowl.
You got to shave an eyebrow. That's,
don't make this harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, but I appreciate your open mindedness on this, Larry. I do.
Yeah, I mean we're all happy. Quick, I wanted to say, you know, I'm predicting that we have a similar game how we did in the championship. You know, I'm thinking we're coming out just with the mindset of, you know, like Jalen Hurts said, we're starving. You know, we starving for this, and I think them boys are gonna come to play. I think this they gonna see it's just another game. You know, no matter who the opponent is, and they're gonna get be punching people in the mouth, and it's gonna be a blowout. I think it's gonna be a 3-touchdown lead, and I think Saquon 3 touchdowns, Jalen Hurts 2, and Smitty and AJ you get a touchdown apiece. I think it's not gonna be close.
Larry, I like your enthusiasm, but can you answer me a question? You've been watching football for a while, right?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw a 3-touchdown lead in the Super Bowl?
You haven't. But here's the thing. The Eagles have been making history.
I hear you, but I think these predictions would make me a little bit more comfortable if they're a little bit more realistic. When was the last time you saw one again? I forgot.
You haven't. But you haven't seen a team three-peat. So, it's history.
But one is closer to happening than the other, though, dog. Like, for real. I mean, I'm not trying to put a damper on your enthusiasm, but, I mean, let's be realistic here. The season that the Kansas City Chiefs have had, people have been trying to knock them off all year. And they're closer to getting a three-peat than we are to blowing them out by 3 touchdowns, if we're being honest.
No, we are, but it's just like you said, optimistic. I'm optimistic that I'm excited. I'm happy. I do think it's going to be because it's Saquon's birthday, so he's going to perform, and he's going to perform. So I think it's going to be a great game either way. But I think it's going to
definitely going to be a great game.
Well, that's for sure. Like, I love the enthusiasm. Yeah, I mean, and listen, Hugh. Maybe Larry's spot on. Maybe they're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
I hear it, man,
maybe Larry sees things before anyone else.
Dog, we do this every week. And this was the last week was the closest week that we got. We were to getting what we predicted right.
Mm-hmm.
The other week has been a
slog. We're on a heater now.
We're on a heater.
Not now.
Okay.
Larry.
I like how you said it.
Larry,
a heater.
Larry, what do you got for us? What should we do down in New Orleans?
So, Hugh, I'm a hillbilly, black hillbilly dude myself. That whole Swamp People. I love the show. Watching Troy is my favorite guy. I want to go gator hunting myself.
Oh, meet us down there, Larry. We'll do it.
If you're up to it, go rabbit hunting.
Rabbit hunting.
That's a little safer.
It's good.
But they got snakes.
I don't want to hurt a rabbit. I mean, what a rabbit.
But you want to hurt a gator.
Well, gators are dangerous. Let's rid them. Let's get
those
out.
Teeth, man.
Yeah. I'll eat gator. I'll hunt gator. Larry, good phone call. We appreciate it. So rabbit hunting from,
Now I'll go rabbit hunting. Let's go get some iguanas.
Why leave the iguanas alone? Those are pets. I'm not hunting pets.
I've seen that.
Why are they iguanas?
I just like saying iguanas. Because you know what, Kyle? The one thing that I do know, when I mispronounce words like that, it irritates somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get on that one person's nerve.
I'm the one that has to hear about it.
Iguanas. Let's call them iguanas.
We're not hunting iguanas. All right, leave the iguanas alone. All right, is it time for my final Sirianni question?
Yeah, this is the final question, Joe.
Before you say
it's
it,
the music, though,
I got to tell you, I'm a nervous mess here.
I
walked in here today feeling that I would walk out a Sirianni guy again, and now I feel like this is like a 50-50 thing here, so I don't...
It does feel 50-50.
It does. I don't know where it's going to go by the end. I know this is a heavily weighted answer, and I'm nervous. Go ahead.
So this is I think this to me is the most interesting one. Like, I'm not 100% sure what you might say here.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I would tell you to pretend that you're getting hooked up to the lie detector test.
Okay.
And you don't want them to think you're being deceptive. So, like, this is... Be as truthful as you possibly can here.
Yep.
This might be a little bit conditional, I realize. So I will say under this condition that whatever happens in the Super Bowl happens, but there's no, Sirianni headline next week. Like, there's no real debate about what he did or didn't do.
Okay.
Sirianni's not really involved in the headlines of what happens in the game.
Yep.
I'm taking you to late August, early September, next season. Season's about to start. If you were to be known as a Nick Sirianni guy, would you feel comfortable being a Sirianni guy? Or would you worry that being a Sirianni guy would end up coming back to bite you?
This actually is easier for me than you might think.
Really?
I would be comfortable being a Sirianni guy.
Wow.
I mean, I was a Gabe Kapler guy at one point. If you're comfortable in Philadelphia being a Gabe Kapler guy, you're comfortable being a guy that, you know, for a coach that's been to two Super Bowls. And again, the way you framed it's important. He didn't cost him the Super Bowl.
Right, right. Yeah, because that matters,
yeah,
right? If Sirianni completely blows it next Sunday,
if he does that.
I just want to know, like, how much you would waver in this. Like, would you? So you wouldn't think twice about it. You're like, I'm a Sirianni guy. I'm good with that.
Yeah. If you guys let me in, and again, he's not a huge part of a loss, right? If he's a huge part of a win, that's great. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was thinking back to other coaches that are just there. That happens sometimes, right? Like, you know, go back to the Seahawks-Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
Did they dominate that day because of Pete Carroll? I don't know. I mean, he did a good job, obviously, with his defense. But it was more about the players that day, right, when they beat the Broncos. And the same side, is it John Fox's? I think he was the coach then. John Fox's fault that they lost 43-8? I don't know. Probably not. It just got dominated. Like, that. If it's just one of those games where the coach isn't a huge deal, yeah, I'm comfortable becoming one and staying one.
All right. I'm surprised. You're right. That was the one that I was most unsure of what your answer
would be. You were afraid I was entering the club to one day leave.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You thought I was just hopping in for the good time right now.
Fair weather friend.
Yeah.
I've worked with you for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I mean, that happens sometimes. But no, I want to be, I want to, the party is with the Sirianni guys. That's where the party is right now. And I'm all by myself over here.
All right.
I don't feel like I have an island. I'm on Howie Island, but that's become so. That used to be an exclusive club, now it's popular.
Yeah, everyone loves that. I was also a Howie guy before it was cool. So
yeah, I mean that's
2020.
Yo, geez, of that. All right, we'll get the final tally coming up here. Can I become once again a Sirianni guy? All right, let's go to Terry, who's down in New Orleans. The Terry might have a good suggestion. Hey, Terry.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
How you doing? Hi, Kyle. How's it? Hey, Hugh. How you doing?
Hey,
Terry. How's New Orleans?
New Orleans is excited. There are so many Eagles fans down here. So we are excited. We're ready for you. I'm beyond excited that the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl here. 2 years ago when they lost, I was like, they're waiting to win in New Orleans where I'm at. So here they come, and we're going to parade right out of the Superdome. We're going to second line out of the Superdome with that win.
That's right. We're going to get revenge on Kansas City, Terry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to, it's going to be a sea of green down here. I truly believe. I was in Philly yesterday, so I just flew back down last night. And the 2 weeks out or 10 days out, the plane was full. People who were staying for 10, 12 days. So the Eagles are going to represent.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So, Terry, now I'm guessing because you're down there, you probably have a good, place for us to go,
yeah,
or something for us to do. What should we do down there?
So I think a couple of different things that you should do. I think you should definitely go to Little Dizzy's. I'm going to give you small businesses so that have an effect on small business. So there's a restaurant in the Treme. It's called Little Dizzy's, and you'll get really good New Orleans food there. If you're looking for a po' boy, which is equivalent to it's somewhat equivalent to our hoagie in Philadelphia, but it's on French bread, and it's predominantly seafood. You should go to Parkway Bakery. You can get a catfish po' boy. You can get an oyster po' boy. You can get a shrimp po' boy. You can get half and half. And then you can get your traditional roast beef and traditional to us po' boys. Now, with respect to beignets, Café du Monde, of course, is what people, tourists go to, but you should try Café Beignet. I think they have better beignets than Café du Monde.
I like their name, too. It's simple. Where do I want to go to get a beignet? Café Beignet. I can remember that one.
Exactly. And then if you just want to absorb some of the history, you should try and go to Congo Square, which is in Louis Armstrong Park. The gentleman earlier, he talked about Preservation Hall, but if you can't get in there because there's so many people going to be down here, you can walk down to Frenchman Street, which is on the edge of the French Quarter, the back end. And there's so many live music venues, small music venues along Frenchman Street that you can go to.
Well, that's great. Terry, you gave us a lot there. Terry, we appreciate the call and you being a part of the show and give you his take on the revenge on Andy. She gave us like five spots, you.
Yeah,
you didn't
some
object
nice spots.
To any.
None of them. I mean, I'm okay with that. Beignets, I forgot exactly what they were. They're like wrap pastries or some right?
It's the powdered sugar on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely could have. So, you would you have the catfish po' boy?
I'll probably eat that. I like catfish. Catfish is okay.
Well, I think we found something Hugh will have. How about that? It usually takes 3 hours, three and a half hours in the show.
Yeah, catfish is all right.
Proud.
Okay. I like this to be about Hugh being a little more adventurous, though.
Like alligator hunting.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, trying to po' boy, that's too easy for Hugh. We're letting him off the hook.
Can I alligator hunt from the shore?
No.
Because if we can, I will.
What are you shooting a bow and arrow?
You know what? Yeah. You got to use a gun.
So this is, we have Hick Douglas. We throw that in the mix.
Hillbilly
Douglas.
Hillbilly who?
The more we go through this, the more bracketology is going to be difficult. There's more than 64 Hughes. I mean, it's like
we got to pare them down to the best ones.
I've never met someone that there's so many variations of their own personality than we have Hugh here. Let's go to Black Gritty. Who's up? What's up, Black Gritty?
Well, yeah, Iguala, what you got there, Pew?
Laguanas. Go hunt some laguanas.
Laguanas, okay. Get them guanas, you know what I mean? But you had to talk about rabbits. Rabbits are pets, too, Jillio. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is.
But I don't eat them either. I'm not eating pets.
You're not eating nothing. You string bean. So out there in Pittsburgh, they call Mike Mediocre Mike, and everybody's tired of him. They're mad that he wins just enough they can't have nothing. So everybody out there wants to get rid of him because he's too good for his own good. Nick Sirianni, I'm not a Nick Sirianni guy, all right? Now, what I'm going to do is put something on it. You can't just do this lip service, Joe Gilio. All you do is lip service, yappy yap. You know what I mean? If Nick
Talk
Sirianni
show host.
Wins the Super Bowl, I can no longer say his name Nick Sirianni. I have to call him my coach for the rest of my life. I have to go outside the NovaCare Center and hold up a sign that says, "I'm sorry, Nick." Okay, I don't know how long I got to hold it, but I got to physically bend the knee. I got to do three things. I got to physically bend the knee on video and apologize. I got to hold this sign, and I can never say this man's name again. You just got here on the radio talking about the Phillies are the best team I've ever seen in the history of the game. And then next week, you're out here crying boo-boo. No, brother. I don't know if you got to shave an eyebrow. That sounds ridiculous. But you got to put something on the line, dog. You can't just be out here yippity-yap-yapping. You know what I mean?
All right. So hold on. I think this is fair. I'll join you outside the NovaCare, hold up a sign saying, "I'm sorry, Nick." I'll do something like that. But I can't do the he's my coach forever. I might want him fired again in a year. Doug Peterson got fired.
Okay. Like I said, I'm not going to say he's my coach. I'm just going to call him my coach. He is my coach.
Okay.
So you want a Super Bowl? He's my coach. So I'm just saying, you want to hold a sign with your boy?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm with you.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, that's something on the line for you. Something on the line for you. And you can't backtrack it either, you know what I mean? Because that's what you be out here doing, flip-flopping. I'm really upset about Eastbound and Down. I tried to get a hold of Rod. Chicky and Peeps are so bumpy. He had security around him. He knew I was coming. He knew I was coming to let him know about it, you know what I mean? And he played it safe, kept the security, kept away. And I couldn't get to him. And now we can't Eastbound or Down. And I'm really upset about it, guys, because you got all the good soundtracks. He plays good music every morning. And I just want to hang out with you.
Why are you being so silly, man?
I just want to hang out with you guys. Can you know why? We're going to the Super Bowl. I talked to y'all. Have a great weekend.
Good stuff, Black Gritty. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's no other way to say it. The Rod's on the hot seat. I mean, it's not a great omen heading into Super Bowl week. But here's the bottom line: we're going to be there. We'll do some great shows. We'll have a lot of fun next week when we'll come back, and the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. And that's it. But Rod, we're going to have to come back. I think we have to come back to this thing about Rod after the, like, when the dust settles. There may have to be some sort of consequence or penance or something.
Lock in.
Yeah, that's what I asked out of Sirianni. That's why I don't want him to cry in the Super Bowl. But all right, that's fine. So where are we? Do we have a resolution here?
I sent Hugh the final results.
Did. And I have the final results. Okay. The ruling is in, Joe. And Joe Gilio, you are a Sirianni guy.
Yes! I'm back.
But barely.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. You don't want to know what the tally was? you don't care.
Well,
huh?
A wise man once told me C is 4 degrees,
that's
Mr.
Right.
Douglas. What did I get? What was the final tally?
It was 6-5.
Yeah, there you go. You got it. Yeah, that's not bad.
I sweated that one out.
It was by a hair. I mean, the last one really, it was so. You were at 5-4 in terms of anti.
That last question.
The last one was weighted heavily. It was worth two.
I always knew backing Gabe Kapler would get me somewhere. I didn't know where, but it brought me to that question, and I realized if I could back Gabe, even though everyone hated him, I could back Sirianni.
Congratulations, Joe.
I mean, made it.
Like, I'm very happy.
Do we have like a Sirianni Club meeting? How does this work? Is this a, what are we doing? We have a party?
No. He's saying you have a meeting. What do y'all do? Meet, get together and y'all?
Well, I'm just wondering.
Like, we just defend him till our dying breath.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah, that's fine. As long as he doesn't screw up. And again, no crying.
You might be due for another 16 hours on the radio.
I'm opting out of that one. All right, let's grab Bob, who's up on WIP. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob? What's up?
Hey. Joe, you know, I'm glad you made it in because I was with you all the way. I mean, after last year and then start this year, I was like, oh, my God, if we get 9 wins, we could be lucky.
That's what I said, too. See, Bob, great minds think alike. And then they get 14 and they're in the Super Bowl.
And I'm on the bus, man. I mean, I think we're going to do it. I think it's going to be just like 17. We lost to the Patriots one time. Second time, they weren't getting by. We lost to the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy and Mahomes 2 years ago. They barely beat us because of our own mistakes. We're not doing that this year. We're disciplined. We got a top defense, and we got Saquon Barkley. So we ain't losing this one.
Yeah, we're better. We're better than we were 2 years ago. The Eagles are a better team than they were 2 years ago all around, especially when you add in Saquon. And their defense, although it was very good that year, I trust this defense more against a good quarterback than I did that defense. Yep.
Yeah, we've got a better coach.
Well, that's for sure with the element of Fangio here, which is a huge, and we'll talk a lot about that next week. And Bob, appreciate your phone call. Appreciate that. Fangio, the coaching in this Super Bowl is so great. Like the matchups, Fangio against Andy.
Yeah, it's going to be
Sirianni.
Fun.
And Sirianni.
The little stutter.
Part of it. Yeah, Hold on. I'm trying to get used to being a Sirianni guy.
Joe, you just got in. You can't do that. You got to be all in, dog.
Just hold on. What? I was talking about the play callers versus play callers.
No, he doesn't do that. But Joe, the pregnant pause don't help your cause, though.
Took you one minute, dude. I got through security. Let me be. Okay?
He was like, he's throwing. He couldn't. It wasn't even what 5 minutes.
I think I caught him off guard with that. That's why.
Because he forgot he was in the club. He's about to say something. I don't know, dog. They're going to be looking at you sideways.
I got through security. Let me be. Okay? All right. Before we go, we have a $150 gift card to give away to Wild Fork Foods, which, by the way, you can get burgers and wings and also alligator on their website.
Alligator.
Which I'm going to order for you. All right. Who are we choosing here? We got a lot of great ones. I mean, Damon talked about the Crawdads. Silvio said the Hurricane drinks. We had some people giving us drinks, bars we could go to, lounges. I mean, we did have, I believe it was Scott that said, you know, gator hunting.
That's the one I really want.
I knew this was going to happen. Yeah. Gator hunt. I was going to vote for the Hurricanes myself.
I'm sure you were.
Silvio?
Yeah, the gator hunting.
All right, so I... Tough one, because I did gator hunting was our favorite answer.
Okay, I tell you this.
But you're not going to actually do it.
We can go look and see. I'll sit there and I'll go through the orientation.
We got to look into it.
I'll look into it.
Oh, that's good enough.
All right.
All right.
I'll look into it.
Scott, you win gator hunting.
Hugh's, that was pretty good.
Hugh's going to look into it. If I could guess how that's going to go, he's going to look into it and run the other way.
We will workshop it.
Okay.